Professor.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
We're fantastic. We're Monday Ayers right now. Monday Ayers.
Right, well, I don't suppose you've ever heard of Willow Creek Community Church.
Not at all, but I just had
I know most things, and that's another one of the things that I know about. So.
I just had a quick Wikipedia. Is it true that the church is attended by nearly 24,000 people?
This is an astonishing church.
Is this one big stadium?
Yeah, so it's a suburban church in suburban Chicago.
Okay.
And it's pursued a most unusual policy of having what it calls seeker-friendly services, which wouldn't strike you as a religious service at all. They're much more like a concert.
Is it Destiny Church times 1,000 or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So the aim is to provide a kind of entertaining fair that will attract people who don't do church normally.
High energy.
To find church interesting.
Right.
And it's quite an interesting idea, actually. It's been going for about 25, 30 years,
did you say?
Yeah, that's right. And so the key person involved in it who founded it, this man, Bill Hybels, has written endless books on being seeker friendly, because that's what you are if you go to your seeker, and the church will be friendly to you. He's written a series of books which, in retrospect, look rather concerning, because How to Be a Contagious Christian.
Oh, okay.
Just Walk Across the Room. Who You Are When No One's Looking, and
they sound like song titles, like
yes,
really great songs.
The publisher has decided not to go ahead with Everyone Wins When a Leader Gets Better, due to be published in August, because Bill Hybels has now been accused and has been forced to retire 6 months early for flirtatious behavior with members of this congregation and others.
Ooh, I'm always a bit wary when I hear the word the leader as well. That's a bit of a trigger word for me when it comes to religion.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it true that he's had a prolonged affair with a married woman?
John, get off Wikipedia, mate. Seriously.
I doubt it myself, but I think prolonged flirtation might be the word for it. He seems to have a little circle.
Sounds
and
problematic.
I think this is the problem with that kind of pastor, that you have a series of adoring people who look on. Unfortunately, the adulation can lead a person, and I've got to be mighty careful, otherwise I'll be accused by our female listeners of being unsympathetic to the women, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, if you're running a church which is kind of like a party every weekend, there's probably going to be some sort of party activity.
I'm sure there's like rock and roll and stuff, but isn't that the devil? How come they're allowed to like party so hard and be into Jesus?
Oh, well, you see, this is part of the style of... That's why Willow Creek is so popular.
They're flirting with the line, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no. They are having huge fun, but Jesus wants fun.
Does he?
Jesus
does he?
All
does
about
it?
Parties.
I don't know what to call Jesus.
Yes, well, that's all right. Well, he's into parties, according to Willow Creek. And,
Jesus and
so the whole style of it, yes, you could say is almost inevitably a little bit risque, although I would think that, you know, reading some of their literature, it seems incredibly middle class to me.
Okay.
You know, it's aiming for that kind of middle person who is prosperous and happy and has a happy, glowing family and wants the children.
Has a little bit of extra cash kicking around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Precisely. Gotcha. Yes. And, I mean, to run an operation with 24,000 in a church, I mean, this is a big operation.
Okay.
Where they employ an enormous staff, and the musicians are professional. Everybody's professional.
Yeah. Sounds like a sweet gig. Actually.
Do these allegations, are they going to discredit the church? Well, do you think it will be the end of the church, or will it continue on with this gentleman in the background?
basically, this style of American independent church, a crisis like this about the leadership, can quite easily implode and destroy a church.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought maybe the machine would be too big.
With Mars Hill. But given that he was almost at the point of retiring anyway and they'd already chosen his successor, maybe in this case it'll show greater stability and will survive. I don't know. And because, in fact, Bill Hybels was the sort of person who was never actually there, because he was running off doing celebrity gigs in other places. Yeah. You've got to understand that there's a celebrity market for religion in the States.
Yeah.
And, the occasional flight out to New Zealand wouldn't go amiss, and certainly all around the world.
Oh, has he been out here before?
He has been once to New Zealand. I think it's quite a long time ago now.
Did you ever attend his...
No, I didn't wish to be super friendly. You know, not being student friendly. Because I think the idea is, in that kind of world, it was actually quite imaginative. But as you say, maybe there's equal risk in trying to kind of be an independent church with no reference point to anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the challenges. At least if you've got a pope or somebody higher up the chain, they can be held to account if you're misbehaving.
Yes.
Right. Is this place, well, there's a type of church that's got ethos machines at the door, eh? That kind of joint.
Yeah. Yes, of course. But do you understand? There's nothing crude about Willow Creek. It's sophisticated. It's slick.
Yeah, they're
sure.
Yeah, they know what's
up. It's got methods of getting your money. Yes.
Right on.
Is there a particular Bible that they like? Are they a particular type of Christianity, or are they unto their own thing?
It's middle stream evangelical. Fundamentalist, but more on the evangelical than the fundamentalist end. They've got close links with a whole series of publishers and significant authors. Big names are associated with Willow Creek in lots of directions. They've even got a Christian college or two lined up.
Is there, in fact, a creek anywhere near this church?
I've never been there, so I wouldn't know whether there's a creek. But in Chicago, there's plenty of water. So
what about willow trees? Is it rich with willow trees in the Chicago
area? I'm sure it's rich with willow trees.
I bloody hope so, at least.
Yeah, that's right. You can draw up a picture, or one of our listeners can draw up and find a picture of the place and you can have these mysteries answered.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Peter. It is interesting to hear about these places that are so full on. It's like a party when you walk through the door. Man, that was great. I'll just give all my money on the way out. That was fantastic.
Yes. I'm afraid there'll be another one to report in a few weeks' time.
No doubt. Hey, thanks, Peter. Always a pleasure. We'll catch you next Monday.
Excellent. See you. Bye-bye.